You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's high time we go around the AFC North. All guests appear on the fan hotline, and we got three of them. As we're in that weird week between the preseason and the season. And first joining us, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Ravens made some cuts. Vinny, were you surprised by any of them?
Jalen Armour Davis, I was surprised that he got cut. Other than that, not really. Otherwise, you know, pretty expected everything else.
I saw that the Ravens extended this streak of having at least one undrafted rookie making the initial 53 in 21 of the past 22 years. Does it feel like that's something that they pride themselves in?
Possibly. I mean, they had three undrafted, and they drafted 11 dudes, you know. And they kept a corner, and they kept an inside linebacker. I mean, they had two corners that they drafted that both went on IR, you know, earlier in training camp. Otherwise, maybe then they don't have this undrafted. You know, two DBs make it, one safety, one corner. So, do they pride themselves? Yeah, I would.
Is it at all a recognition that possibly this roster needs to start to pivot a little bit and go in a different direction with that many young guys coming into the fray?
No, they got the best roster in football. They're good. They're deep. No, their roster is excellent.
Well, I know in Cleveland, every time the undrafted free agents, you know, make the team, it's because, well, the roster is not that good. But in years past, when, you know, it was other teams plucking our guys, it was, well, we've got such a great roster. And I just thought it was interesting to have that many guys at that many spots available to begin with.
Well, they cut guys that were on the team last year. You know, with the undrafted guys, these undrafted guys, you know, that they got, they played well. They practiced well. I was at every practice. They practiced well. They deserved it. And, you know, and some of the draft picks didn't make it, you know, and so it is what it is. And that's good for them. Good for the Ravens.
Lamar's injury, how much of a talking point was it on your guys' shows, or was it no big deal for you guys?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge for a couple of days, and then once he practiced on Monday, then it was back to normal.
Forgive me, because I didn't get a chance to really see or get a chance to ask any of you guys, why were we talking about feet and then it ended up being wrists?
Well, it was his foot. He got stepped on. Adam Schefter reported.
But wrist, and know, ended up being feet. I'm sorry. Yes. I got confused. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, Adam Schefter reported the wrist, but then the Ravens came out, said it was his foot, and it was his foot. He did get stepped on, but then all is well. You know, he had x-rays. X-rays were negative. So, you know, they were nervous too, which rightfully so.
when this is a team that's I mean, I said earlier in the show this could be a 15-win team, but they've been to the postseason now a lot of years with Lamar. There's major, like, hey, are we going to get over the hump? Are we going to get over that? Do you guys care about the regular season there now, or is it just like, yep, this is a formality, and it's just about the postseason to you?
It's all about the postseason for the Ravens and for Lamar. That's all anybody cares about. Okay, that's great. You won 15. What are you doing in? What are you going to do in the postseason? And that's what everybody cares about. And that's what they're going to have to overcome. You know, and can they? I don't know. They turned the ball over too much. They beat themselves. I looked at the stats from the Buffalo game yesterday. They had 475 yards. They rushed for 176 yards. You know, and they lost because they turned it over three times.
Real quick, I like to ask everybody at least one question about the same thing. Do you think that Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns this year?
No. Strong no.
Strong no.
Get him out.
Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We now go to Cincinnati, where the Bengals, all of a sudden it may seem like a do-or-die type year for the Cincinnati Bengals, now that Trey Hendrickson has like a one-year deal, and then that's about it. Does it feel like it's Super Bowl or bust for the Bengals, James Rapine?
Yes, that's fair. I think anytime you have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and you've spent the money that they've spent on these guys, they are expecting to be in that conversation and to make the playoffs for the first time in a couple of years. So, yeah, Super Bowl or bust, I think they would agree that that's their plan to get to Santa Clara.
I know it always seems, James, like the first game of the year, it's life or death and the biggest opener we've had. But I kind of feel when I started kind of weighing, you know, on the scales of how big this game is for both teams to start out, it does seem like if Cincinnati lost to the Browns, the 3-14 Browns with Joe Flacco as the quarterback in week one, I think you're going to be written off by just about everybody in the NFL.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're right. Because the Bengals should beat the Browns. I'm not saying they will, but they should. And if they are a true Super Bowl contender, they should be able to go up there and win that game and do enough to get by, even if they're not playing their best football. And I think that's the importance of what the Bengals haven't done in the past two Septembers that they need to do this September. Even if you're not playing your best, you find ways to win games and you don't put yourself in this 0-2 hole, which they've done in each of the past three seasons. So, yeah, they should go up to Cleveland and win. I'm not sure if they're going to, but they should.
What's stopping you short? Because you just talked about, you know, and I imagine you think there's a lot of advantages there for the Bengals, and yet you are stopping short from just saying, yeah, no, they're going to go out there, they're going to win. They're six-point favorites or whatever. They're going to win.
Well, they've historically, and I don't have to tell you guys this, they've struggled with the Browns, and it is a tough matchup. I don't think it's going to be an easy game by any stretch because there's that guy named Myles Garrett on the other side. They have Denzel Ward in a really good secondary, and so it's a tough matchup for the Bengals. But if they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, then they should be able to go to Cleveland and win that game. And so that's where that comes from. So expectations are one thing. Whether or not they deliver, they haven't delivered in September in each of the past 3 years, so we'll see.
What part of the defense are you most concerned about?
Pass rush, still, even with Trey. I think the pass rush was so poor last year outside of what he brought. And even then, his sacks kind of came in bunches. They need this pass rush to be much improved. I do like what I've seen from Ja'Marr Stewart, but we'll see. We'll see how this defense and this defensive front looks when the games start to count here in, 11 days.
Did anybody have a problem with the actual contents of the Trey Hendrickson contract?
A problem with it? No, I think there are a lot of people in town that were disappointed, and Bengals fans, you know, a lot of places disappointed that they didn't get a long-term deal done, because this sort of does paint a path for them to break up at the end of the year, and I think a lot of Bengals fans wanted Trey to stay in stripes beyond 2025.
James Rapine, one final question. Do you think that Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns this year?
No, it'll be Shedeur Sanders season long before it'll be Deshaun Watson season.
Okay. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated down in Cincinnati, as we're in the week between the preseason and the start of the 2025 regular season. We now go to Pittsburgh. And Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Where?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What the hell is that team doing with four quarterbacks on
four?
That roster, Andrew? Four.
They don't have four.
Four!
Even the Browns don't have four.
And the words of Gene Hackman in Hoosiers were, have we actually got answers on how Gene Hackman passed?
I can tell you during the break, it's not pretty.
Four! Andrew, answer the question.
They're being tricky about it is what's going on here. They are manipulating some NFL roster rules. Not to get too in the weeds here, but
get in the weeds.
I will do my best to not bore your audience to death, which sometimes that will happen in this segment.
If you keep talking like that, it's going to bore the hell out of people. So let's get to the point here.
I'm trying to think of a way to articulate it, Ken, without it getting too complicated.
You don't care about articulation. Just go ahead and read what you're going to say. Go ahead. Come on.
Sounds like no confidence in Aaron Rodgers.
Will Howard has been hurt. He has a finger injury that he suffered in training camp. He didn't play at all the preseason. There's a weird rule about IR placement and designated to return and blah, 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 blah. Skylar Thompson played so well in the preseason, significantly better than any of the Browns quarterbacks, and they didn't want to cut him. So what they're doing is they are waiting to place Will Howard on the injured reserve. They'll do that. I don't know how long they'll be out for, if it's 4 weeks, if it's longer. And they're going to carry three quarterbacks, Rodgers, Rudolph, and Skylar Thompson to start the year.
Out of those, you still think that Mason Rudolph is the best quarterback?
Well, I never said that. I said I think that Mason Rudolph could be better than Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is only 41 years old. And the last time I saw Mason Rudolph in a Steelers uniform, he led the NFL in passer rating and won three straight games to get them to the playoffs. I also happen to like Will Howard, and I think the idea, if this is what the Steelers do, if they put him on the IR and it's like a permanent thing where the entire season is a medical redshirt, I believe that's a mistake because I think he needs to get practice reps because, as you pointed out very eloquently all spring, Ken, this is a guy you like, and I know deep down you like Will Howard more than Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, is that true, Kenny?
No, that's not true at all.
No, you said that several times before the draft.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. We can find
no,
the tape.
No, I didn't.
Anthony, back me up on that, please.
If there's tape of that, believe you me, I'd
You're
like to play
work
it.
Me into any shoots here.
Pony, there perhaps nobody is a bigger expert on Kenny Pickett than you, Pony. You've been following his entire storied career from really high school levels, and to see how humiliating it is for a team like the Browns to move on from him. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a great word choice. I think it was a humiliating move. I heard what Kevin Stefanski said to you guys in studio about how much they loved Kenny Pickett and everything there was to like about Kenny Pickett. And they were so convinced by what they saw from Shedeur Sanders in the preseason that they thought it was a good idea to just dump the guy on the Raiders for a fifth round pick. Balderdash, in my opinion, that's a mistake. Kenny Pickett's a better quarterback than Shedeur Sanders. He's got a winning record as an NFL quarterback. He has guided teams to fourth quarter heroic victories in the NFL.
Heroic?
Yes. Raiders.
Did
anyone
have in the postseason?
Man, real Achilles here.
They kept the Steelers' playoff hopes alive in December,
oh,
Ken.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot you guys haven't won a playoff game, and the Browns have won one more recently over you.
Ken, I'm sorry.
And Miles Garrett is still ranked ahead of T.J. Watt.
Oh, I saw that pony.
I'm sorry, Ken. Have you done any investigative research on your end as to why Shedeur Sanders looked like he was about to leave the field on Saturday and walked back? What happened?
He wasn't
there?
About to leave the field. He was getting ready to take the field again.
Oh, then why did Tyler Huntley get the last drive?
Because Tyler Huntley was slotted to get the last drive.
So they didn't want to see Shedeur Sanders after playing like dog vomit.
Apparently not. It wasn't my choice, and I was critical of Kevin about that on Monday.
Okay. Right. So let's keep that guy who was sacking himself and Joe Thomas in the politest way possible was talking about that during Saturday's game. Let's keep that guy over someone that almost won the Heisman Trophy in college and has actually won NFL games. Brilliant.
Yeah, I would rather, because I think they have a brighter future with that guy than they do Kenny Pickett.
Based on what, Ken?
Based on everything I just said, I don't think that Kenny Pickett has any bit of a future in the NFL.
Shedeur
might have a chance.
You basically hooted and hollered like you were a cheerleader from the movie Varsity Blues after watching Shedeur against Carolina in the first game.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing about Dylan Gabriel after the game against Philadelphia. You're the one who sat there and got all worked up about it.
Pony.
I'm not getting worked up.
Pony.
You're the one that came
You're the one yelling at me on the phone at 8:15 in the morning. I didn't raise my voice at you.
You're not raising your voice right now. I think if we check,
well, you got me to raise my voice because I'm going to raise my voice back at you when you start yelling at me. Go ahead, Tone.
Okay. I was going to ask about Allie Larder, but we can move on. Are you going to be watching ESPN Game Day this Saturday, or are you going to be watching the pregame show for Big Noon Kickoff on Fox? Are you going with Lee Corso, or are you going with the Portnoy situation?
Well, I like McAfee. I'm a Pat guy. I know that's a controversial take for some people. He might be an acquired taste.
You're going to be on Barrett Sports Media. Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
Why is that?
Because you say controversial takes. I don't know.
You think Barrett Seawright's listening right now?
His name's Garrett, not Barrett.
Potentially, if you start talking about the third hour of Mulligan Stew.
Hey, do you think Deshaun...
Do I think what? What, Ken?
Mulligan Stew!
I forgot what they called it. What is it called?
Talk soup.
Talk soup.
It's called lateral hazard.
Lateral hazard. That's it. They added a third hour.
Do you think that he could add 5 hours?
Breakfast.
Who cares?
Ball.
Do you think that Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns this year?
That's under consideration right now.
I'm asking you a question, smartass. Just answer it, all right?
I'm not Dr. Chow. I don't know what his... I didn't know that his Achilles injury was one that was even going to allow him to play this
year. Yes or no is the answer.
He's doing somersaults.
Yes or no.
I've already seen videos.
I'm going to say no. I don't think they want him anywhere near this team.
He's practicing circuit as I say this right now.
The owner went to his wedding.
What?
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam was front and center at his wedding.
Cody's reaction.
I think they did a dance.
My God.
I think he got to dance with the bride.
They can't let him play this year, can they?
They can do a lot of things. They're a professional football team.
In theory, or I guess technically, yes.
Who has the latest playoff win?
Hit him.
Who has the latest playoff
Hit
win?
Hit him.
I'm sorry, Ken.
Who has
why
the
do you
better
defend...
ranked pass rusher?
Put on
who
the scoreboard.
Has the better ranked pass rusher? Say it.
Put
Say
on
it
the scoreboard
now. Say
right
it to
now.
The people of Cleveland who the better pass rusher is. By every metric out there, who's better? Who's better?
By metrics?
Who's better?
By rank? Who's ranking?
Better?
Are we talking about?
Who's follow-up? Better? Who's better? Say it now. Say it.
2025
admit it to everybody.
22 or 21?
Who's better? Say it now. Admit it to everybody.
Football and basketball?
Say it now.
Baseball?
Say it.
Two dimensions? Three dimensions?
Stop laughing and say it. Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Because you know the truth. That's why you don't want to say it. Listen to him.
Goodbye.
Yeah. See you in hell. Andrew Filippone.
He knows it'll be used against him. They'll play that all day.
Three no's, by the way, on Deshaun Watson.
Ilkin and Brasso will play that all day. Are they on camera yet? Are they on YouTube?
Did we tell the Elkin and Barrasso story on the air yet?
I don't think we have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.